te Vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Dato Jayam Udiraye. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavat yutama shloke Bhakti bhavati naishtiki. Hare Krishna. We will read this morning a verse which actually appears in the Padma Purana. It is quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 17, verse, let me just see, 133. Yes, here we go. It's a known verse. Put my little orchestra here. Nama Chintamani Krishnas. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Bhunashudo Nitya Mukto Binadvang Namanamino. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punashudo Nitya Mukto Binadvang Namanamino. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punashudho Nitya Mukto Binadvang Namanamino. Yes, please, someone else chant.
Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punashudho Nitya Mukto Binadvang Namanamino.
Nama Chintamani Krishna
Nama
Mataji's, please. Namaha.
Namaha,
the holy name,
Chintamani,
transcendentally blissful giver of all spiritual benedictions. Yes, Krishna,
not different from Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, the form of all transcendental mellows. Punaha, complete. Shodaha,
pure without material contamination.
Nitya, eternal. Mukta, liberated.
Abhinatvat,
due to not being different.
Nama,
of the holy name.
Naminoho,
and of the person who has the name. Translation. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is so because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskachari Zatadine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hmm.
This verse appears in a most interesting context. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has been initiated with the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, had come to the stronghold of those who believe in the Mayavad philosophy. That means they believe strongly that the living entity and God are the same. In other words, we here in this world are also God, only we have forgotten this. And if we are remembering, if this is brought to our attention by the study of the Vedanta Sutra and by meditation, then we can awaken from our terrible mistake where we think we are not God. So Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna, his full name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, when he visited Varanasi, where, as I said, there was a fortress or a strong spiritual school of the Mayavad philosophy and practice, lived at the house of a Brahmana. This Brahmana one day came to him and said, "Everyone in town talks about you. They talk how you dance in the street, and especially Prakashananda, the great leader of the Mayavadi, so who has 60,000 disciples, they cannot stop but talking about you. However, what I notice is they never say your full name. They say Sri Chaitanya, but not Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And it seems to me that they are deliberately avoiding to say Krishna. How is this? What is that?" And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out that those who do not have really faith in Krishna and his holy name, they just avoid this subject, Krishna, totally. And he says that we have to understand something, that Krishna and his name are identical. And if we not understand, if we have faith in this, then we are properly situated in our spiritual life. He says, it's one verse before, there is actually no difference between Krishna's body and himself, or between his name and himself. But as far as the conditioned soul is concerned, one's name is of course different from one's body, from one's original form, and so on. And then Prabhupada speaks about this understanding where Krishna and his name are separated and not accepted really as spiritual truth, but just as, yes, some belief. Even if these who believe like this happen to utter the names Govinda, Krishna, or Madhava, they still cannot understand that these names are as good as Govinda, Krishna, or Madhava, the person. Because they are ultimately impersonalists, their uttering of the personal name has no potency. Actually, they do not believe in Krishna, but consider all these names to be material vibrations. Not being able to appreciate the holy name of Lord Chaitanya, not being able to appreciate the holy name of the Lord, they simply utter indirect names like Brahman, Atma, and Chaitanya. It is a fact, however, that the name of Krishna and Krishna, the person, are both spiritual. Everything about Krishna is transcendental, blissful and objective. For a conditioned soul, the body is different from the soul, and the name given by the Father is also different from the soul. The conditioned living entity's identification with material objects keeps him from attaining his actual position. You know, we are so much thinking our bodies as ourselves that we actually are stopped in our spiritual progress. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Although the living entity is an eternal servant of Krishna, he acts differently. The Svarup, or actual identification of the living entity, is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Jivera Svarupahaya Krishnera Nityadas. The conditioned soul has forgotten the real activities of his original position. However, this is not the case with Krishna. Krishna's name and his person are identical. There's no such thing as Maya Krishna, because Krishna is not a product of the material creation. There's no difference between Krishna's body and his soul. Krishna is simultaneously both soul and body. The distinction between body and soul applies to conditioned souls only. The body of the conditioned soul is different from the soul, and the conditioned soul name is different from his body. One may be named Mr. John. But if we call for Mr. John, Mr. John may never actually appear. You can try it out right here. Let's not, no need to do it, you know. If we say Mr. John, Mr. John will not hear or come. However, if we utter the holy name of Krishna, Krishna is immediately present on our tongue. In the Padma Purana, Krishna says, Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami Narada. O Narada, O Narada, listen to this. I'm present where my devotees are chanting. When the devotees chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Krishna is immediately present. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear doubters also, I personally find this to be the most difficult point in our philosophy. Krishna, the full transcendental, blissful personality, is present in his holy name. Like when I read, when the devotees chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Lord Krishna is immediately present. This means the young energy. The Avanti school, it's totally normal, don't worry. When I hear this, woo, Lord Krishna is immediately present when we are chanting, but tell nicely in a youthful way, huh? not We all wear like this. Hare Krishna. Once again, I know it's difficult to focus when we hear this youthful energy. Oh, glories to parents in Krishna consciousness who deal with this every day and have to try to put the energy in the direction where it is good for the elevation of the son or the daughter. I'm asking you now a question, my dear devotees. What if it's true that when you chant, Krishna is immediately present? I mean, seriously, I'm not speaking of, in the lecture, we accept everything on faith, but I'm speaking now about realism. What if you, it is true that when you chant, Krishna is there? I'm just thinking, would that make a difference in your life, maybe, or in your approach to chanting? It's an amazing and a question which has a challenging nook in it, or so. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in a little article called Naam Bhajan, How to Worship the Holy Name, Krishna Nama, or the name of Krishna, has been accepted by all to be an incarnation of Lord Krishna on this earth. Although he appears like a word, Krishna, still by his inconceivable power, he is completely spiritual. The name is a special incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Krishna and his name are identical, Krishna has descended to earth as Nama. Krishna Nama is our first introduction to Krishna. Therefore, we first meet Krishna in his name. Therefore, to start one's spiritual life in all seriousness, we must first accept the name of Krishna, and with the determination to reach Krishna, we must chant. So this is the idea of the Naam Tattva, the truth of the holy name, that as you chant, you have actually a meeting with Krishna, which is absolutely identical as seeing Krishna in a darshan and maybe shaking his hand. I'm telling this because in the Bhagavatam it is described how Brahma met Krishna, and he was so emotionally moved that he rushed forward and took his hand and shook it. It was maybe different than a Belgian handshake, somehow there was a touch of Krishna's transcendental body. So as you chant, the idea is you are meeting Krishna and touch Krishna, in the words of Prabhupada, with your tongue first, because you're pronouncing the name with your tongue. And in this way, you have a very close connection with Krishna. Now, why is this? I think if this happens, we will not fall asleep, you know, when you... I've never seen someone touching another person, for instance, with the hand, and then... I've not seen. Maybe it is possible, maybe not, but I've not seen. So when we actually are able to realize that Krishna and his name are identical, we are chanting fully enlivened. Our kirtan, our japa has that quality. But that, why is that so difficult for us? It is because as souls in this world, we are almost covered. Please excuse me. It's not coming. We are covered so much with a layer of avidya, of ignorance, which is not just a conceptual level covering, but it is a strong, strong energy that takes our consciousness totally away from you know, receiving Krishna as form, as we and personality as we chant. It's something like, imagine you, this covering is something like, imagine you have five color coverings of this cloth, chum 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 chum, and then you put it on top of the tongue, and then you eat a nice date sweet, you know, and as the sweet is there and this particular enchanting taste of Persian dates is available to you, because the tongue and with it the taste buds, the organs of receiving taste is so much covered, you cannot really taste it, or if you do, only a very small, let us say, hint of a taste makes it through the cloth and is received by your taste buds. That is an example how a covering can keep us from making the actual experience of an object. So in the same way, because this covering of the material energy, we could say, is there across the soul, covering the soul, that it is not possible to receive this meeting, you know. And the recommendation is chant for a prolonged time, and then after some time the taste will start to, now I lack the proper English word, to sip through. It's almost like having the sweet or the date sweet for a long time on your covered tongue. After some time, zoop, it makes it through, and it comes through, and you, but it requires time and a patient, faithful, and affectionate chanting, so that the reality, the spiritual reality, comes into your perception. His work, Hari Nam Chintamani, it's a guidebook to chanting. There is a beautiful verse in this work. Haridas Thakur there says, Lord Krishna's form and name are non-different. They both are Lord Krishna himself dancing in different dancing places. I would like to give you an example. I danced a little while ago on the stage in a huge festival. I gave my best. Kadamba Kanana Maharaj was also there. And today we were, and on this stage, we were dancing like anything. No? And now I'm dancing. I was dancing this morning with Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu and Madhava and everyone here in this temple room. Now the person who danced in Serbia on a public stage and the person who danced here in the temple room is actually the same person, only they danced at two different places. No? So it says also, Krishna's form or personality himself and his name are both Lord Krishna dancing in different dancing places. Like Krishna is known as dancing in the spiritual world in Vrindavan. There are many, many pictures about it. Here you see a picture of Krishna dancing in Vrindavan. It is depicted very nicely. It seems to be almost a three-dimensional picture. So that is done. And Krishna also dances when you chant, but on a different stage than Vrindavan. He dances on your hopefully well-cleansed tongue. You know, he's there on the tongue. That is the idea conferred in this verse. Lord Krishna's form and name are non-different. They are both Lord Krishna himself dancing in different dancing places. Anyone who, and now the verse will explain what is the result of chanting. Anyone who remembers Lord Krishna's name, you know, chants it, meets Lord Krishna's form. Hare Krishna. There is an unconscious meeting of Krishna's form, which happens when you chant and you feel sometimes so blissful and you don't know what happened to me. I'm usually very mental and disappointed in my life, but I'm now so refreshed. You have made a contact with Krishna, but you were not conscious. And but after some time, you will wake up from this embarrassing situation of being totally in ignorance, and you consciously feel that you meet Krishna. In the first instance, where you are not yet a purified chanter, you get a hint, almost like our person who has a covered tongue and eats a date sweet, gets a hint. Something is there. Some hint. No? So you get a hint when you chant as a beginner chanter. But as you become more and more free from the influence of this avidya shakti, you actually realize this fully. This difference between consciously meeting and unconsciously meeting Krishna is illustrated in our scriptures by a very amazing example. Have you ever been in very deep sleep and you woke up from it and you felt like, wow, so energetic and inspired? Has this happened to you? I'm speaking of a state, it is called in Sanskrit, now I'm Shushumna. It is a state of very deep sleep where there are not even dreams there. At that time, the scriptures tell us we come to a state where we meet the Lord and the heart. We are unconscious about it. What we meet is like a hint of him, and we perceive the effulgence from his transcendent body. And we are based, so to say, in the effulgence of the Lord. But because we are fully asleep, in a dreamless sleep, we can't remember. Only what we can remember, wow, I feel so good, and my problems, which seem to be so big, the evening when I went to bed, seemed very simple. I do this, I talk to that person, and it will be gone. Manohar brother sleep is very close. He has not yet over, he has slightly overwhelmed you, but not very significantly. So this dreamless sleep is a time when we meet Krishna, the Lord, but we are unconscious about it. We do not actually know that we meet him. We just feel, wow, I'm feeling very relieved. I slept very nicely. That's all. Opposed to this, or let us say, is the conscious meeting of the Lord within the heart, which is either done at a place of, you know, which is happening consciously at a higher level of realization, where one sees the Lord face to face, and one sees him with an expression of great appreciation and overwhelming spiritual ecstasy. That's a little different. So sometimes, that's my point, we are blessed to, in the same and similar way, have a wonderful experience in chanting of the holy name. I think some of you have had a wonderful experience. I know, for instance, that our youth, that is the children of our devotees, are experiencing great happiness when they chant together. Great happiness in kirtan. In japa, they experience great existential misery. Because it's still so unconscious, the meeting of Krishna. But it is something. Some hint comes by. Some happiness. Or when we are in a good kirtan and we all of a sudden feel an appreciation beyond just appreciating the melody and the rhythm, and we feel just very, wow, I don't know, this was a nice kirtan, Prabhu, we say. No, we feel, even we cannot express much more than nice, you know, it's a little unconscious meeting. But as you chant with what is called affectionate respect, you will see more and more of Krishna coming through when you chant. I personally saw my spiritual master becoming overwhelmed as he chanted with transcendental emotions and ecstasy, so much so that he stopped his chanting because he was overwhelmed and not able to continue. Now, as we who are very, at the moment still covered by avidya and chant with maximum, like a hint of the spiritual ecstasy, what do we have to do? What is our shelter, so to say, or I like to express it nowadays, what is our possibility? What is the invitation? My dear devotees, at this stage, it's absolutely important that we develop faith in the chanting, deep abiding faith. Your entry into, you know, serious chanting are not your beads. The entry into the mysteries of the holy name are not an initiation. The entry in your chanting, in your appreciation of the holy name, is not your discipline which you may undertake in your chanting. The entry or your possibility into serious chanting, where first a hint and then a full realization comes, is only your faith, Shraddha. Shraddha or faith is that which helps us to navigate our journey from the material platform to the spiritual platform. Without faith, Shraddha Dana Purusha, one returns to the material platform. There's a nice definition of what is this faith or Shraddha which we are speaking about. It is given by Patanjali, and he says, faith is when the condition of doubt has been removed. And a favorable attitude towards the process of bhakti or devotional service has been generated. In simple words is, you don't have doubts. Yes, Krishna is identical with the holy name. I have no doubt in it. I may not yet perceive it because of the influence of avidya, the covering, so to say, which is there. But I accept it in theory. And therefore let me now chant, let me become inclined to chanting the holy name. This Shraddha will give birth to something which you absolutely require for your spiritual journey, that is strength. A person without sufficient strength cannot make a journey. He is just sitting at a place. Today our Hriday Chaitanya did a japa walk of 6 to 7 kilometers. Minimum. He required some strength for this, to do this. No? So for your spiritual journey, some strength is required. And that comes only from your Shraddha, from faith. When your faith is broken, when your Shraddha is broken, at that time your strength will leave you. You have no strength to continue. It won't work. So from this virya, the strength, comes another virtue, that is smriti, or an undisturbed mind. You can stay with the practice, and from there undivided concentration comes, and finally realization. I would like to give you a little example, which I think is very good to understand. About the nature of, or the necessity of, Shraddha. I'm trying to find something which makes all of you extremely attentive, and where you say, this is what I can relate to. Would you like to have a contemporary example? No, it's not so easy to speak to the devotees who have heard so many lectures but are not on fire. You're the most difficult audience I have. How can I convince you? I can only think of one example. There were once two listeners to a Bhagavatam class. And the speaker said, by chanting the name of the Lord, we can cross over the ocean of material existence. What this very philosophical expression means. All our obstacles, we can conquer our obstacles and move forward with strength. So, an old lady heard this. She had heard this many times. And her daughter heard it, who was the first time in the lecture. The old lady thought, yes, that's what they say in the lectures. By chanting the holy name, you can cross over all obstacles. It has not yet happened to me. And she had no faith. The other, the young daughter, thought, well, that's what he said. That's in the scripture. He quoted verses. Let me have faith. So on their way back to the village, they had to cross a river which was entering the ocean. And the ocean had what you have here in Belgium at the ocean also, a flood and a tide. No, flood and a, what is it called?
High tide and low
tide. High tide and low tide. When there is a high tide, is a lot of water comes, whoop, and it goes up the river. And when there is a low tide, the water disappears, and the river becomes easy to cross. Do you have the example? High tide, low tide. So, as the two, the lady and the daughter, went back to their village, they had to cross the river, and it was low tide, but it was the end of the low tide, right? So the daughter and the mother entered the river, they took their garments a little up, and they crossed, and while they crossed, it was a big river, after all it was the mouth of the river, we had entered the sea, the high tide started coming, it goes quite fast, and went up to their knees, up to the hip, up to the shoulders, and the daughter started to remember the lecture. By chanting the holy name, we can cross all obstacles of material existence. That was an obstacle, which was right in front of the daughter. And she took shelter in good faith. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And chanted like anything. And began to cross somehow, although it's high. Now the mother, who had heard it so many times, like all of us, thought, it doesn't work. But she saw her daughter was crossing while she was drowning. And she said, Daughter G. The G means an affectionate term. You know, I will say Prabhu G, no? Or Gaur Krishna G. No? No. Daughter G, help me to cross. Easy, it's easy, mother. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No, it won't work. But I'm doing it, and it works. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The mother had no faith. And two people were there. The daughter crossed, the mother drowned. My dear devotees, you may laugh, but even in the Christian religion, the religion in which you were born, it says faith can help you to cross mountains. It is known in all traditions that by the power of Shraddha, spiritual things become reality. By the condition of doubt, spiritual things do not become reality. Therefore, the entry into this chanting is for all of us who are not yet so strong in realization. It's just faith in this. I personally have this realization. I was once did one of my very foolish mistakes. I went actually to swim in Tenerife. I went to swim without seeing the warning that this is now receding. The water is going back into the ocean. It was something like high tide and low tide is not the right word in this condition. It was, how do you see this? Flooding and I have to find. Ebbe und Flut in German language. There's the flood. What is the opposite? What?
Receding,
yeah. It's the same, high tide and low tide. Yeah, it was just, the water was flowing out, and they give you signs, but I thought, oof, I'm a very good swimmer, I'm an accomplished swimmer. This is for the German tourists, you know. And I swam out into the ocean, and I really, really appreciated my swimming skills. I remembered the Olympiadic winner, Johnny Weissmuller. You know, as a child, I was following sports, and Johnny Weissmuller was a good one. And I will give my name for registration at the Olympiadic Games. You know, then I would win a stunning victory for the Hare Krishna movement. So I was swimming very fast. My God, amazing! Must be because of prasadam, maybe. When I tried to swim back, I couldn't. I was still moved out in the sea, and then I understood, oh no, this is the end of my sad story. This is the end of the foolish Sachinandan Swami. He drowns like a German tourist in Tenerife. You know, that was my first reaction, stubborn, but then I understood, my Lord, please at this moment be with me. And I started to chant. I chanted the holy name as desperate as I could. I mean, as much as I could. There was already water in my lungs from panicking and swallowing a lot of water. And I do remember all of a sudden there was something like an inner voice which said, the Lord said, now don't panic. Soon there will be high waves which go over the low tide, and you just stay with the waves as much as you can, and then when you lose the wave, don't worry, next wave will come. So I remember I started to follow this, and with every wave which was going towards the coast, it seemed to roll over the receding waters. I swam, and then I lost the wave, of course. And then I went back out into the ocean in the direction of death. And then again a wave came. And it took a long time, but finally, by this going back and forth, 12 meters to the coast, 11 meters back to the ocean, 12 meters coast, back and forth. Finally, I was on the beach. You could have seen there was a ton of water in me, and it came out. No need to describe in detail. I'm still alive today. And I think it is the holy name who helped me to cross over this obstacle. The faith is important, and I cannot now go into the detail because time is up, but I want to just say the birthplace of this faith is in the association of devotees. Therefore, I would love to end this class with a few very good suggestions. Come into the association of good devotees. Hear mostly about Krishna in this association. And you will see that a general faith will take hold in your heart. Another birthplace of faith is experience. Come to kirtans, and although your mind runs from time to time away, multiple times you become distracted. Sit there, don't run away with your body, but stay in the kirtan, and you will make faith which is based in strong experience in the nature of the Holy Name. This I would love to suggest to you to build up the faith. And then when you have faith, please bless me that my faith becomes stronger. It's very, very important. Faith, my dear devotees, or Shraddha in the glories of the Holy Name, is the entry into the chanting of the Holy Name. Faith that I can overcome all the obstacles in my life if I become Krishna conscious by chanting. Even if the realization is not so strong, faith will build a bridge from your present material experience to the not yet realized spiritual truth. It will build a bridge over which you walk. I do know that many of you here are blessed with a strong faith which manifests in your dedicated years of devotional service. It's very, very impressive to be in a community like you with very faithful devotees. And I'm very, very sure that Krishna will appear more and more in your life by his mercy, because you have already this Shraddha, and it will give you virya, the strength which you require to year after year go through the process of devotional service. In the summer, it's easy to stay on a project like this, but winter is also there, and heating is not always first class. But the faith will give you the strength to go through hot and cold in your life. I wish you all the best in your transcendental journey, and may the Holy Name bless you more and more. Yeah, it's already past 9, and the end is there. I will. If you have a question to this lecture, tomorrow is another day. I will not talk so long tomorrow and give time to question. So I thank you very much. Thank you very much for receiving me so hospitable. Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Shishi Radha Gopinath Ki, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna.